Okay, Simon Sadi Bey's Sif Vav. However, with Tvila, Menizgar Shanagav and Mokim Matunav, person who's davening, and he remembers that before davening he had touched a place which was not clean and had not washed his hands. So, what should he do at this point in time? So, Dai Benikyan offer a service a Mechachach Yodav Bekosel. So, he's not mechuyev to step out now and wash his hands. What he can do is cleanse his hands by rubbing it against something which will remove the zuama, the sweatiness, the dirtiness, etc. So the example which he gives is dust or pebbles or rubbing against the wall. Let's see Zion, and then we'll go back to Mishabura. Zion, Mokim Atunov. What do we mean when we say Mokim Atunov? Hanam Mekarmes HaMechusim Ba'adam. It's the parts of the body which are normally covered. Because there's little, there's sweat, little sweat pieces develop. Like, you know, the skin plus the sweat makes these like pretty disgusting things. A person has rubbed his head, his hair, so pulls out the dirty. There's a certain amount of just of. Repulsiveness to it. A person should not be touching these places which are normally covered. A person should not be rubbing his hair, rubbing his hands in his hair when he's learning or davening. The Mishabur is going to be makel actually, but if the person has mucus from the nose, or the earwax from the ears, also would be considered something which is matunah according to the Rambam. Okay, Mishabur Sivkot Chavzayin and Sivov. Harmi b'tfilo. Avlimavim b'kriyashma ibn b'sukkah dezimra tzarech le'edlech v'litul yadav. We're only going to allow him to do this secondary process of just rubbing the hands against something because you can't walk. But during a point where you could walk, a person would have to pause and go wash his hands. Meniska Shinaga, he realizes that he had touched earlier. So Nakad Haki, the reason why the Shulchan Aruch discussed that he recalled that he'd done earlier, during davening itself, you wouldn't be touching, you should not be touching these things. But if you did touch, so we would have the same result, that you would have to cleanse it by rubbing against something.
So do you understand that rubbing against your clothes would not be adequate?
We actually hold that rubbing against the clothes would be sufficient. Okay? Because it's also made in the Menachi. But it has to be... Mr. Morrison pointed out over here, he puts out in a different place, you have to actually do it properly. It's not just enough like this. You have to, you know, each part of the hand, the fingers, all have to be rubbed against the cleansing agent. So when a person's dominating or learning, so a person should not be touching these things. Now, if you did, what do you do? So for learning or for brachas, you do not need to necessarily use water. But for dominating, you have to use water if it's available. Mishabura over there discussed that... that the for the option of learning or davening, that this nikkun ba'alma is sufficient. Touching the actual what we call dirt or mud, it could be it's not a problem at all. So we're talking about mud, we're talking about the garbage, so we don't know what types of things are there, so that also is considered something which is considered disgusting, and you should wash your hands beforehand.
Would you have to go back and repeat a bracha you had made if your hands were not clean?
Okay, well, when you say hands are not clean, we can discuss a few possibilities. If a person's not aware of any actual dirtiness, just he hasn't washed them, so then obviously not. Person is aware of something specific, this type of these issues of memulei zeh, these type of things. So you're not allowed to say without washing, without cleansing in some process. If we didn't do any type of cleansing process, I do not recall. I think the lachas you do not repeat. But he seemed to say by Shimon Esrei, however, that might be a different story. Now the Shulchan, the Ramah said the tzayis ha'ozen v'af, the mucus from the nose and the earwax from the ears, so that you have to wash your hands after you touch that before you daven or learn. That he's mekel that they don't have a din of tzoya, etc. One other thing to point out is that memulei zeya is mechayiv and atil on the whole hand, or a cleansing process on the whole hand, not just on the place which touched. Even if tifa refresh causes a problem on the washing, it will only apply to the part of the hand which is actually dirty. It doesn't create like some type of a presence on the whole hand. Yeah. Okay. Ches hamashdin, if a person relieves himself from eriglayim, so lo yespal achi yisha kedei hiluch arba amos mishum netzoytzus. So after the person has finished the process, he did it into a kli, so the kli has been removed. So there's no problem of that. There's a presence of eriglayim here, but there's still a little bit of drip or something coming out of the person. So he should wait, pause a period of time, would take the walk 4 hours before a person would start davening again. And when he's spelling lo yashin achi yisha kedei hiluch arba amos, shlo arba amos tulos shkur b'fi v'rikushe merachshin sifose. So the Morris has an interesting idea that you should you need to pause your davening 4 amas, the hiluch of 4 amas, before you would enter into the bathroom, because it's like you're continuing to present your tefillahs for those 4 amas. The Morris says your lips are still moving literally. Okay, so he relieved himself into a kli, and the kli has been taken away. So the meraglim is not an issue anymore. Or he covered the kli. So that's not an issue. So the meraglim is not the issue. The only issue is the person who was mashtin. So he has to wait. Yisha kadei. After 4 amas, anything which is still left in would just get absorbed into the person's garments, and that's not an issue. Hiluch arba amas is not very significant. If you do your math, if you figure that it's 1/500th of the time it takes to walk a mil, and a mil is let's say for argument's sake is 18 minutes, right? So 18 minutes times 60 is 540 seconds. So it's 1/500th of that. So it's about one point two. Seconds, the time it takes to walk al-dal al-amas. Now, actually, if you measure yourself, you don't actually walk that 4 amas that quickly. But it means a person who's going to be walking, unless you're running, a person who's going to be walking this pace of these parsos, you know, the 10 parsa per day, he's got to be moving. He can't just be, you know, not going quick. He's not running, but he's not, you know, hanging out. So he's moving. So you would actually walk 4 amas, for sure you would have that amount of time in 4 amas. Okay, hiluch ratzomer b'zman shal hiluch amas, the time it takes to walk 4 amas. Lachas shoshosh yezeh mutal lehachin apu makam shim hispalo. After the person waited, he doesn't have to actually step out. He's allowed to stand where he is and be mashin if necessary. K'mokam minis chasidus shal lehachin b'tach 4 amas shal tefila, but it'd be minis chasidus to say the place where you die, but it's not the proper place to then relieve yourself. That you've done a mitzvah on this makam, you've covered over the dam of the bird that you shechted, or a chaya that you shechted, there's a mitzvah of kisi adam, And here in the Smokim, the Dhamma is still there, and this is so now you want to go and do something else in that place, which is not respecting the place. But the place is used for a mitzvah, it's not proper to do. A person should not be mashed in that place, a person should not spit in that place. Okay. Tess. So now exactly what the physical mitzvah is of Merachashin Sifose, that your lips are still moving, you know. I'm not sure exactly what that means. What I can tell you. Some people, which, you know, when a person who's davening focused and intently, and he's saying each word, he says the word, he's done. A person who's just blabbling, so I'm saying, so maybe still blabbling, you know, the lips are still moving, you know, because that's not what he's saying anyway. But that is what he means, that, you know, that people's lips are still moving, you know, the people go to the 18-minute minyan, so probably the lips are still moving, you know, because how else do they say the words? But I don't think that's what he means. There seems to be some process of the and this is not Tekele Dibur. Tekele Dibur is a different shir. But this idea that the person's still connected back to the words that he said for that period of time. Test. So, right cake, lo yispala acha yishar ba'amas. The person spits. A person should also pause before he davens. The shear of the Aladamas. I mean, spell Yorakashi Sharbamas. And again, the person who's davening should pause from his davening until he spits for Amas. So, Dafka, the Ritzoner, I believe, means Damala Roik Mutter. That happens, the person decides, the Ritzoner, he wants to expectorate. But if a person has something that's developed in his mouth and he needs to get it out, he's allowed to get it out, whatever the situation might be. And violently come on with Simon Tub and Sadi Zain. Okay, which we'll see later on. There are cases actually in the middle of tefillah. It's also possible that a person may spit. Mr. Rola Madal would say no. Pirush Misha Roikek Machmas Tiul. I would like to tell you I know exactly what he's referring to. Probably I don't exercise enough to know what he means exactly. That. From the process of walking, so a person develops saliva and he decides to spit it out. So it's pretty much under his control. That's going to be mutter even during davening. Sometimes it's going to be, we're going to allow you to spit out if necessary. Yod toivot in stalka karem tefillah. Be proper to give stalka before you start davening. Mishmur lam advov tefillah. The same anibet tzedek echaz eponecha. So tzedek is giving stalka, and then I come to greet Hashem. Beezekilas kodesh neiks kanaminiglit in stalka. Kishmagil pasuk moisher v'tom hashem bakel. Some give stalka when you get to that pasuk that the shiris belongs to Hashem, so it's proper then to, instead of hoarding the shiris for myself, to recognize it comes from Hashem and give it to the neim. V'yesh mekamer shenogim lekabet stalka be'ez kriyas haTorah. Who shall kahagan? They go around collecting while they're laning. That's proper. That's improper because that's going to be disturbing. Mishibura also points out that it's not proper to do it during Chazar Sashats. The Valenizem and the Shmer Kriyas HaTorah Baniyas Baruch Hu Hashem. It causes people to be distracted and not listen and not to say Baruch Hu properly. Now, the interesting question is, are you mechuyev? If somebody comes to you, and the pasha is your potter, because we have a rule of osim and potter ben a mitzvah. So while I'm davening, I have no chiyev to give stalka. So we could argue that the person should give stalka and start davening, but you know, the minute to give by Yosher, you know, you're allowed to give it. It's not an issue to give it, but the person, you know, is allowed to not give it. I'm davening right now, so the person asked me for stalka. I'm focused on that. I'm not mechuyev to give it to him. Minhag Yisrael is, I mean, obviously it's very common that people go around asking for tzedakah and people give tzedakah during davening. But if a person is trying to focus, he has a right to focus and not give. A lot of people, they do is they sort of put up money beforehand, so when the you know, especially have these places where multiple people come, they have a pile, their pile of coins, and as the fellow comes, they just let him. Someone just take it, even, you know. Like, they know already. Just take the quarter, and that's it. So they don't have to bother the fellow. He's davening. It would make sense. It would make sense, pashas, to give it before davening. It would be the proper thing to do. Tzadik Gimel. Tzadik she spelled tzarek lishos. Person should pause before he starts davening. Sifalov. Yisha shachas kadam sheyakim nispal kadesh yichavan libel l'shamayim. So the Mor says that the chassidim rishonim would pause before davening and after davening to give them time to sort of get into the focus into the davening, and after davening shachas akra atzilah shlo yehi nearest alav kemasi shemar lo tismimena. Shouldn't look like you're trying to run away. You're trying to absorb the tefillah before you leave. My father tells me that after davening, every morning he sits down and he just thinks for a few minutes about, you know, the blessings that Kosh Baruch has bestowed upon him, and to sort of like before he walks out, you know, to sort of like, okay, my davening was, you know, was an opportunity to focus on what I have and thank you, Kosh Baruch, and then he leaves. So it's not a bad idea. Shachas. Even though the more you use the phrase shah, it means some time, no specific amount. So when the more says that the Chassidim Rishonim would wait an hour before davening, they meant the full hour of a 24-hour day. It was the Chassidim. The Mishnah says it was for the people which were unique, who were Chassidim. If everybody else, the halachic requirement is the minimal amount, is a person should pause before they start. So he said before that a person should three pshatim. What it meant, you shouldn't daven until you enter two pshachim's worth into the room. What it meant that you shouldn't step down by the door. What it meant that you should pause that amount of time before you start davening. So the shear of two tefachim would be eight. Of two psachim would be eight tefachim.
Two psachim.
Right.
What's two psachim?
Two doors. Kozum seder yoyim im yachol yisakev ad shelo yishar asar besek nesis. If you can stay down to the, you know, being one of the last ten to leave, that would be the best thing. Gam ki yeshiva is a knesses who mitzvah b'nei atzer. Just sitting in the shul is an accomplishment alone without anything else. Just being there, that extra time is sufficient.
But see, some people have the minhag, they have to put away the tassel and tefillin, and they sit down. Just sit down and immediately get up and leave.
We'll talk about it. I think we'll talk about it. That when you leave, you shouldn't leave. Well, you know, actually, we'll talk about it much later on. Right? When you leave, a person shouldn't leave like he looks like he's rushing out. So there's brought down. Your person's supposed to sit down. There's actually a pasuk to say. Yeshu Yisrael Mespenecha. What's the beginning of the pasuk?
Ach Tzadikim Yehudu.
Yeshu Yisrael Mespenecha. So they're going to we sit before we leave. So that's where that comes from. Thank you, Tzvi. Beis shechavan arizal ha'yim mispalo b'techasider k'nei shechavan ma'od gam shal adliya nekuda v'kol lefi ma'ashemar gashodim b'napshar. So the rizal was mocked with the daven from a sitter, therefore he'd be able to stay focused and also make sure that he reads all the words, doesn't miss any of the nekudas on the words. And each person will daven the word as he sees fit, that it helps him stay focused. Okay. Beis lo yamad yispel ela be'ema v'hachno. Person should stand up at davening in a state of humility. Lo mitach schuk v'kalas roish. Person shouldn't start davening after having joked around. Dvar metalim, or just idle talk. Lo mitach kas, not when he's angry. Ela mitach simcha. Person should be happy. Gondivri tanchum v'shaltar, which means that the enjoyment of learning. Samach legulas Mitzrayim, Samach letilas the Dabish, because we're saying Rav Yase, Shem Rashi is kol yavov. So tefillah, we do, to order to accomplish this, we precede it with a day of gulas Mitzrayim that creates the state of simcha in our minds. Then we daven. Or we say Tzilul Adabin, which says Rishon Yerav Yaseh, and Rosh Hashanah takes care of us. And that allows us to daven with the proper mindset. We come to serve Hashem, B'yira, which is the awe. Hanu the Tzilul Shibam Lona B'makam Avoda, Asuoy Ser B'yira. You do it with respect. Amitoich. The preferred thing was to have this aim on this hachno. That's the preferred. But the eager then is on kiyum shein kol echad yochel yizor hachnas believe hachno ve'ema. Kaponim liyispel mitoch skoyk el mitoch simcha shel mitzvah. So okay, believe I can't get that. But I should don't do skoyk, don't do skala roish, don't do dvar b'teilum. And come with the state of the you know, Eimah Achno, maybe not, but at least you have the simple, the fact that you're doing the mitzvah. That's how the Bach sort of answers what he seems to be as his theory. Fine. Gimel, Einam Din Lispal Mitach Din. You can't start davening in the middle of a judgment because your mind's going to be thinking about the case. Velo Mitach Halacha, not when you're discussing a halacha. Shall you leave a tard bo, because your mind will be distracted by it. Elamitech halacha psuka, what we say it's proper to come with the davening with some elements of tanchuma shel Torah. It means basic halachas which are not argued about. Hago b'hanu nami kamar mitoch simcha ki kipkudei shem mishor mazam chilev. Okay. Hey halacha psuka. Shein bo iyun b'lo machlokes. It's not something which you have to imagine, and there's no argument about it. Okay, shol yehi torah is ebetilo, because it shouldn't distract you. Now, finally, something which halacha we don't argue about. That's an accomplishment. And then you feel good about the fact that you chop that thing. But kamalakim also bepilpol halacha behiskilu atzibra lispalo. If you were being sick of something in pilpol. And they started davening. So you don't say, well, I can't daven like this. So you spoil my meal daven with them. Prat akshav, shemechaben kolkach betvila, lo yizira, lo chadchila, shal yasim, fil bukadim betvila. Nowadays, we don't so much focus anyway, because I'm losing focus. You never had focus to start with. So don't give me this. So that's not such an argument. Somebody told me once he was in a yeshiva. I'll leave the names of the Rosh Yeshiva. It's been aimless. And one of the Rosh Yeshivas finished. The other Rosh Yeshiva was still being marak. And usually they waited for the other Rosh Yeshiva. And he told the Chazan to go. So he asked him, like, why tell the Chazan to go? We're supposed to wait for the Rosh Yeshiva. He says, I could tell from him he was thinking of learning in a Rashba. I could tell he wasn't davening right now. Like the mind was distracted. He was, I'm not going to wait for him. He's thinking of learning. You know, that's a different ballgame, you know. You get distracted sometimes. I almost feel like, you know, I would like to argue at least halavai, our problem should be we should be distracted and learning during davening. You know, that's better than, you know, being distracted. And there's a famous mice, I think, but I forgot which one of them, that after a person finished mass, he said, Shalom Aleichem, so the person was davening. He said, Shalom Aleichem. I didn't go away. He says, yes, you did. I saw you traveled to Alaska and back in the middle of Shalom Esrei. So I said, Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. So, difficulty to focus. Dalal oisei b'tzarch yitzibur k'oisei b'tar adami. If we're saying that you're supposed to start davening that with some element of tefillah with Torah beforehand, but it should be Torah, which is focused Torah. So taking care of a tzibur need has the same level regard that it creates the state of simcha shel mitzvah. Pirish linyan alam mitachot. The spell shagam is a simcha he loy shows to besarchi tzibur. Yeshavosh and Anod linyan the eno tzarach lipsak the spell. And some explain this Gemara in a totally different vein. That oisik besarchi tzibur has been like that, like learning, which the Gemara says people which are always learning do not have to interrupt their learning for davening. So the chiddush over here at tzarchi tzibur would have the same equivalence. Okay. Yeah.
Let's say the situation comes up, you know, you're coming up against a deadline for mincha or something, and you're upset about something, or you're sad about something, and it's very hard to distract yourself from that. So do you not daven in a case like that?
So the answer is, midin of the Gemara, you don't daven. But the Ramah says we do nowadays because we're not mechaben anyway. So like, you know, the whole thing would just be like, you know, not mechaben, you know, as long as the person can at least, you know, say the first bracha with awareness of what he's saying, that would be, we would daven. Vav linyan lamed vav shei doimer lehalacha psuka. So if we're saying that this should be what precedes your davening, just like learning should precede your davening, well, learning, it has to be something which is a specific thought, not a whole thought process, because that'll distract you. So we're also, shalei heibba dabra shaltirda, if you're bengosim b'tzarek tzibra, which is going to totally, you know, get your mind involved in thinking about how to take care of it, etc., it's not the thing to start thinking about before davening. It'll distract you. Kamal kamein levat tzvila tzibra b'shem zeh, kol shein misyar shi'ar v'zman d'rishar l'ispalim. But if you are involved in such a thing, you would daven, even though it might be distracted. Then you know, the other pshat is referring to that you're not mochiv to interrupt to daven if you're going to start a tzibur. That's how the poskim paskin this parable. You don't interrupt for davening. Even though you'll lose his mana tefila, because right now you're doing a different mitzvah. I said a mitzvah, potter, and a mitzvah. If he's the only person available to be mishtadl, he had to take care of it, he should take care of it. Finally, Abba Simon Ayin, we spoke about the people which have taken the mace out to be buried, or other similar scenarios, if they have to do it, so then they're part of it from the other mitzvahs. You do not need to, if you had a bona fide, real need of the tzibur, which does not allow you to, you cannot give pass up to somebody else, and if they're not allowed, you miss the shacharis, you do not need to daven mincha twice. Because he did what exactly he's supposed to do. Since during the time when Shachris was going on, he had no chiyuv Shachris because he was Oseh B'mitzvah. So he was Potter. So he's totally Potter. So there's no chiyuv to be mashlemit to repay it back by Mincha. So a common scenario you have for this, you know, even more the case of a person who's a doctor, a person who's a, you know, the medical profession. They're dealing with a patient, somebody gets ill, and they get called to the bedside, or they call, you know, into the hospital, and it's time for davening. They're not davening yet, but they're taking care of the chayla. So they're taking care of the chayla is, they mean, I think that mitzvah taking care of the chayla, so potter ben a mitzvah, not mochir the daven. What about if the chayla is not Jewish? Right. So what's that status in regards to this issue? Pasha, that would not have this patur. You might have to get involved in Ramesh's argument to Beva, you know. It's also interesting to contemplate. I was talking with Rav Shlomo Miller when I was in Toronto, and he says, you know, how do you know he's not Jewish? Nowadays, you have no idea whether a person is Jewish or not. And we don't, when it comes to nefashas issues, we don't go basar roiv. Right? So, so last name is, whether they're Hispanic, whether they're African American, it make a difference nowadays. Maybe the mother, maybe a mother, grandmother was Jewish. You have no way of knowing nowadays. The guy's name is McSpadden, okay? Still can be he's Jewish. Matter of fact, some care workers will tell you, if the last name is Jewish sounding, he's probably not Jewish. Nabuch, because the intermarriage rate is over 50%. If the last name is not Jewish sounding, there's a better chance he is Jewish, or he or she is Jewish. So, go figure. Simon Sadi Dalit. So you need to focus towards Eretz Yisrael. But come on, these Balo. When a person stands up to daven, im hoya oimed b'chutz la'aretz, person's living outside of Eretz Yisrael, or he's actually present outside of Eretz Yisrael. So yachzor pono b'keneged Eretz Yisrael. He has to focus towards Eretz Yisrael, which for us is davening towards Mizrach. If you lived in Moscow, that would be davening south. because Moscow is directly north of Yerushalayim. So if you live in Moscow, you would daven facing towards Dorum. Right? If you're living in Shanghai, you'd be davening facing west. Right? If you're living in South Africa, you'd probably be davening facing north. And you would focus towards Yerushalayim, being aware that all these things you're focusing towards the place in Yerushalayim where the Kodesh Kodashim is. Hayam in Beretz Yisrael, as upon a connected Yerushalayim, you would face towards Yerushalayim. The Picham and Gamel the Mikdash, the Beretz Kodesh Kodashim. Hayam in Yerushalayim, as upon the Mikdash. If you're in Yerushalayim, you face towards the Beretz Mikdash. And Picham and Gam Kain the basic culture Kedoshim, you have in mind that that's where the basic culture Kedoshim is. And if you're in the basic Mikdash, you face towards the Mokum where the Kodesh Kedoshim was. Okay. Shabura Sivkan Halab, Chutzlorets, Repairs, Kishavin, Chutzlorets, Mizorah Shalat Yisrael, Yacham, and Pun of the Marav. If you're east or Eretz Yisrael, you'll face west. Shukanegat Eretz Yisrael, Kishavin, the Tzad Marav. If you're west or Eretz Yisrael, Kimoy, Bibinina Senna, like we are, Yab, and Pun of the Mizorah, you'll face east. Chemin, Cholam, Ruchos. Kanaber, Bimash, Kosal, Kameh, Oyamid, Beretz Yisrael, Yaks, upon him. I'm in Yerushalayim, Yachs upon him. So it depends where you are. If you're living in Yerushalayim, I'm in Eilat, I'm going to face north. If I'm in Tiberia, I'm going to face south. Right. Tiberia is north of Yerushalayim. It's north. It's actually northeast. You face southwest. So you face Knegat Eretz Yisrael. Shalim, remember, Hisbalo, Elecho, Derech, Artso. That wherever they are, they're going to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Eretz Yisrael. If you go to Eish HaTorah in Yerushalayim, so they take people to the coastal. Before they take them to the coastal, they take them downstairs and they have like a video showing room. They show them a video of the idea of this concept. And so they have a picture of people davening all over the world. And the picture as people are davening, they make it as it were as if their tefillahs are a little kvitlach coming up into the air, and these airs, they start flying all around the globe, and they finally come in, they bring into Eretz Yisrael, and they bring you into the Yerushalayim, they bring you into the Mikdash, and they see everything flowing towards millions of these little pieces of notes flying towards the Mikdash. And they say, okay, now let's go do it. So that's how they take you in. Connecticut, Eretz Yisrael, fine. Gimel v'Yichavin, and you think in mind that Eretz Yisrael is the place which has the Yerushalayim, which has the Mikdash, which has the Kodesh Kedoshim. Some Yichavin Liboy, Avabishi, Yevshel, Alach, upon him connect them. You can't make a specific focus of your body towards that place. You're focusing towards it because it's impossible to have that type of specificity. Some Shechash, Liboy, Rayona, Kilu, Ho'oimed, Mikdash, Hashem, Yerushalayim, Mokum, Kodesh Kedoshim. So you view yourself as if you're in the Mokum. So we'll talk about later on that the person should perceive himself when he's standing in Shemoneh Esrei as if he's standing in the Kodesh Kodashim. Can I give Shalom to me? Spell Elech El Hashem Derech Ha'ir Hashem Bechartu. We'll daven to Hashem through the city. Pana the Mikdash Shalom to me? Spell El Bais Hazam. We'll daven towards this house. Achari Kaparis Pirish Ben Rabba Shal Kbeis Mikdash. You daven Pana the Kaparis Kana Shalom to me? Spell El Hamokam Hazam. You daven to this place. You perceive yourself standing there in front of the Kaparis, in front of the Mokum of the Shechina, talking to Hashem. That's how you're supposed to daven. If we can master this, I think our davening will look quite different. Perceiving ourselves standing in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Kodesh Kodashim, talking to him in the Shechina, the presence of the Shechina being there. I would like to believe when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim and he felt the presence of the Shechina there, he probably is fairly focused in his tefillah. Right, we like, you know, we could touch into that a little bit. I think we'd have a bit better davening. Okay, let's just sit back and leave the shaburas for tomorrow. Emispalo the ruach mishar ruchos. If the person is that he's, because I'll say that you could sort of like daven towards north and towards south. It gives you different types of schoolers. But even so, yachzer yitzadet ponav letzader at Yisrael. You will, but still face the even though your feet are directed and want a little bit off, you should face the proper way towards Eretz Yisrael. Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, Mikdash, Yerushalayim. We always face Mizrach. So we're in the west, therefore we face east. And also, Malkum Ha'orin Vitzara Tefila Negev Zichus Hashem Hashmamish. So, but you shouldn't place the Orin directly east. Kizel Derech Aminim. It looks like the davening to the sunrise. Rach Mechavim Kineged Emsa Hayoyim. So you try and do it towards where the sun will be. So it means a little bit after the sun rises, the sun is a little bit off from where towards the east. So that's where you're gonna sort of aim the shul towards that direction. But Chazal say you should face north and face south. So we're supposed to face east. So what are you supposed to do? Means you might face your body more northerly or southerly, but you will face your face towards the Mizrach. I told it here. Just some.